Car. Panel. Track view table. Track one wrong not selected.
Yeah, so I started the recording.
Okay. So, welcome everybody. This is our, our track there.
But all of our problems that we're having. Everything.
Okay. The two issues we have seen to things that need to be fixed.
Yeah,
or that can be fixed.
Yeah, I don't know if all of them can be fixed, but here are a few things regarding virtualized operating systems. Stuttering.
Okay.
Stuttering in Windows 8. It's very annoying. It sounds very creepy. I mean, it might be okay on Halloween, but any other day, it's not. It doesn't sound great.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I heard it stutter, I was like, I nearly jumped.
Yeah, same here. I was like, I almost screamed and I jumped. It was crazy. But in Windows 7, In Windows 7, it does not do this.
And really, why does it have to stutter every time you turn the virtual machine on, or when you start off?
Yeah, and I really wish I stuck with Windows 7.
Anything else?
Yeah, I wish I could use Windows 7 and not Windows 8.
Yeah.
And, really, I really wish that Windows Vista didn't have to be so bad.
I agree.
Yeah, and my brother uses Windows Vista, and I could barely use his computer. I know, but, I mean, Windows 8 is even worse.
Yeah. And, let's see.
Alert. Low battery. 20% of battery remaining.
Okay, if my phone's saying low battery, I gotta...
Oh, and another thing.
Yeah?
Vocalizer.
Yeah, I wish on the iPhone they got a G-Speak instead.
Because, hello? These voices take a lot of memory.
I know, and really, why Mac Alex on iOS 8? Really, I might upgrade, but I don't know if I might upgrade to iOS 8.
Well, guess what? iOS 8 is going to be on the iPhone 6 already.
Wow. Which I'll probably be getting.
Yeah, but seriously, You know how much Mac Alex takes up on the Mac?
Like a few hundred megabytes.
422.1 megabytes.
I know.
That is way too much.
Yeah, and you know how much Windows XP in a virtual machine takes up when I first got it?
How much?
A couple gigabytes.
Okay.
For virtual machines, that's normal. But for a synthesized voice, no.
That's why I have the roaster on my Mac.
Yeah, and I really wish that NVDA was supported in Windows 2000 or lower, because I had to use that JAWS screen reader.
And guess what? There was a vocalizer voice that took up 500 and something megabytes.
Unknown.
On the Mac.
I know. And this is also recording my sound card, so.
Oh.
So for those of you who are interested, I mean, Windows XP stuttering. Wait, I might want to put this in 44 because I don't know.
Window dot search best window dot search icon 3 up. Dot that window dot acidity dot that windows wind.
And if stuttering virtual machine, I'm done with it. I mean, you don't want to hear it.
Pain.
Be warned, it is scary.
Yes, it
is. No, so feel free to jump if you need.
No one likes it. Even, I mean, no one at our school likes it, especially one of the teachers there. I mean, no one likes it. I showed a lot of people at school, but they did not like it at all.
I know.
Yeah. Imagine if you got woken up to that sound. You know what I would do?
Not what you do.
I would jump or scream or both. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
I do not want to get woken. I mean, if my brother ever recorded that thing, he would keep it forever and play a prank on me in the middle of the night. Knowing I don't like that, he would do it in the middle of the night just to wake me up.
Hi.
Unfortunately, my brother doesn't know how to record a sound card, and he's running Windows Vista, so, yeah.
And guess what? What about this thing? What about those four voices, Microsoft, Emma, Hazel, David, and Zora?
Yeah, those take way too much memory, and we have a little thing where we mispronounce things we hate.
Yeah, and what about when you're using them with certain Macs?
Yeah, why do they have to have natural voices on the Mac?
I know. They're slow.
When you get a Linux screen reader, it most likely comes with eSpeak.
Yeah, and eSpeak is great.
Yeah.
Why do people talk trash about eSpeak?
Yeah, and it's like 2 megabytes or something like that.
Yeah, that is because of the memory.
Yeah.
And why? Why do we have to have Microsoft Anna? You know, it runs slow, it's quiet, and it doesn't even run that good.
And it mispronounces a lot of things wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't trust these voices that are sample-based.
Don't forget about the Sappy 5 voices. Like, don't forget about the Sappy 5, Mary, Mike, and Sam.
Yeah, those work fine. Those work.
But the only problem is they're not supported on Vista or higher.
Well,
I know.
A lot of people like them.
Yeah, but Microsoft would probably, like, some people would just say get the Sappy 4 version. But the Sappy 4 and Sappy 5 versions are different. Here for.
Yeah!
Mouse track. NVDA menu. Voice settings. E3 of 14. Voice setting rate, slider 50 alt plus R. Voice, desktop Windows X, mouse, and down menu, breath, synthesize voice settings, voice rate, slider 29 alt R. Windows XP.
Yeah, so, a lot of people probably like the Sappy 4 version better because it has more intonation, but a problem with the Sappy 4 version is that when it's at very slow rates, it's not very responsive.
Yeah!
And I found a glitch with the Sappy 5 version of Microsoft Sam. It's that it pronounces pointer or pointer for some reason. Didn't I show you that one a few days ago?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it pronounces a whole bunch of words. It pronounces many words differently.
And what about when you're using it with apps and stuff like that?
Please. That is hilarious. I actually wrote a thing with the Mad Lib Swear Writer, and every question it asked, I typed in SOI, and when it read it, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
In the run dialogue. Wait, let's do it.
Pain.
Okay.
Run dialogue, type the name of a SOI. SWA dialogue, Windows cannot find SWA. Make sure you type the name correctly, and then try again. To search for a file, click the Start button, and then click Search. OK button. Run dialog. Type the name. Desktop list. Recycle bin not selected. 1 of 27.
Yeah.
Oh, and what about the thing when you took the map list?
Oh, all right one. Let's see.
Start menu. Control panel. Said program. My network places.
My recent document. I can't hear this, everyone.
My document. Alt. Command. Alt. Caps lock off. Whack-a-mole sub. Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
Yeah.
Web IE3. R.dot. Podcatcher from. Web. Whack-a-mole's. Madlibs sub menu M. Madlibs M. Location. C. Madlib story writer by Lewis Bryant based on a program from the Apple II computer by Deval, which he got from Henry Gallo, John Glenn H.S. Okay, we're going to write some Madlibs together. You supply the words, I supply the plot. First, I need 11 adjectives. Adjectives modify nouns, e.g. red, dirty, large, etc. Adjective 1. Speech mode off. Adjective 2. Adjective 3. Adjective 4. Adjective 5. Adjective 6. Adjective 7. Adjective 8. Adjective 9. Adjective 10. Adjective 11. Now, I need 5 adverbs. They modify verbs and end in L-Y-E-G slowly, G hurriedly, etc. Adverb 1. Adverb 2. Adverb 3. Adverb 4. Adverb 5. And now, 10 nouns, e.g. teletype, insect, goat, etc. Noun 1. Noun 2. Noun 3. Noun 4. Noun 5. Noun 6. Noun 7. Noun 8. Noun 9. Noun 10. And now, how about the first names of men? Name 1. Name 2. The first name of a girl. And someone's last name. Please enter a geography location. A liquid. And finally, an explanatory word or two. Very good. Would you like 1 a newspaper ad to a western, 3 a story about the army, or 4 a waterbed? Select by number. Bust a button and duck department store Dick's Hills, New York. Dear Sirs, last week I purchased a Swaconder waterbed in your store. I got it especially for my swan husband who sleeps very swan and says that soil water beds that have swans in them make his swan ache. When the bed arrived, my husband tested its swan and said the swan soil was bent and kept pressing into his swan. He says this could lead to a swan condition of the swan. I would like to exchange this swan bed for one that will allow my husband to sleep swan and won't make his sore. Yours, swan swan. Press space to continue. End of story. Speech mode, no button, alt plus N, space, no button, alt, space, pressed, unknown, desktop list, recycle bin not selected, 1 of 27.
So yeah, anything else? I mean, let's see. Oh wait, another glitch with Microsoft Sam. It has like an S sound at the end of I, let's see.
Mine control, all pro, command, all pro. Windows caps, Windows up, access, games, submit, free cell F, hearts age, internet backgammon I, internet checkers eyes, play, internet hearts eyes, internet reverse I, internet spades eyes, minesweeper M, pinball P, solitaires, spider solitaires, free cell F, begins the free cell, games, start button,
version Yoda, and the Sappy 5 pronounces it YouTube.
That's why I think the Happy Fire one is better, and it should be in all versions of Windows.
Yeah.
Why?
I know.
Wait, what else have we got?
Let's see. 64-bit programs. Oh, yeah. In 64-bit operating systems, certain programs won't run, so we need a virtual machine just to run some programs.
Yeah.
And, oh, don't forget Keynote Gold for Windows. Oh, yeah. And Windows
98, yeah.
Keynote Gold is supported. I mean, not. It also supports Dutch, and it also supports a few other voices, like... Wait, should I show them? Can I show them what I mean?
Windows XP VMware Player Not Pain. Pain. Folder. Die turn off button space. Taskbar.
I'm not turning off the real computer. I'm just powering off the virtual machine. And let's see.
End program and the taskbar.
Are you on your Windows 8 side?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and it's also recording the sound card, so.
Oh.
See what else. I mean, and also, can I also show them what I mean by stuttering by loading Windows 2000?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll show them Windows 98 first.
Okay.
And it's really annoying. I really wish Keynote Gold was on Windows 7. Like, Keynote Gold Portable, where you could have, like, a little program where you type in text and you could press enter, or you could change voice parameters. And why does it have to be a demo? Like, 15 minutes. Really?
That's nothing!
I know.
And what about the Bruno?
Yeah, it doesn't support... I think the PC version is a bit more powerful, right?
Yeah, and...
More voices and another language inside of it.
And what about how the Eloquence works on the Bruno? And what about the Daisy support on it?
Oh, it's terrible. Don't try it, guys. Don't try it.
Yeah. And I don't recommend trying the Braille Eloquence either.
Yeah, I wish eSpeak was on the Braille Note too. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, and what about the storage?
Yeah. And also, I heard someone managed to get...
Oh, really?
Windows on window, unknown.
That's too much memory.
Yeah, I don't think that's even possible. They probably lied, right?
I guess.
Yeah, it sounds so much like a lie.
Unknown available.
Oh, the speech player. That, it's a good synthesizer, but it only supports you.
Windows XP, Audacity.
I heard there are other languages being developed, but... Let me show you what I mean.
Mouse track and Netbridge synthesizer, S. Synth,
J, and B. Audacity, panel, track view table, track one row not selected.
Yeah, so it doesn't... Yeah, I'm gonna switch back to...
NVDA, synthesizer, synthesizer, knows my captain, my east, micro.
Audacity, folder.
Ready, guys, for Keynote Gold?
B. Clocks, Mad Libs, 12 of 35. B. VMware. VMware, Windows 95, 4 of 6, Windows 98, play space, unavailable, edit multi-line read only, selected Windows 98, pain.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's like time traveling, right?
I guess you could consider it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I mean, almost no one has a Windows 98 anymore.
I bet no one doesn't even have iOS 5 anymore.
Yeah, either. What if it was a virtual machine thing for the iPhone?
Yeah, that would be so cool.
Or for the Braille, remember the remote synthesizer?
Yeah.
Why did it have to be taken out of the
air? Keynote Gold Multimedia Speech Demo.
Speech will run for 15 minutes from first load. Demonstration of JAWS for Windows is ready for screen sensitive tab cancel space. Enter tab pants space. Enter tab no space. Enter tab OK. Taskbar. Menu bar. Edit. View. JAWS. JAWS. Menu. Edit. File. Leaving menu bar. List view. Not. All. Tab. JAWS. JAWS. Menu. Voices. Menu active. Globe. Enter. Leaving. Rate. Pitch. Person. Big.
Small. Punctuation. Colon. Per.
Big. Punct. Per. Whisper. Punctuation. Colon. JAWS. Right Windows, Start, Programs, Accessories, QJS, Startup, Win, Intern, MS, Outlook, Window, Deck, Soundbook, Accessories, QJF, Startup, WinRARS, InternetX, MS-Outlook, Windows, Deck, Talk, SoundBlack, Leaving, R, Run, C, Colon, Enter, Left, K, List, View, Piece Off, Enter, Piece Off, List, KD, Enter, KDK list view keynote 3 win IK demo enter. Welcome to the keynote demo player. Press Alt H for help. Keynote gold demo play. Increase pitch.
Maximum pitch. Welcome to the keynote demo player period. Press Alt H for help, period.
That was weird.
Hey, Gray.
Decrease, minimum pitch. Decrease speed. Minimum speed. Increase speed. Welcome to.
Much slower than the
Braille note.
I know.
Decrease pitch. Welcome to the keynote.
Okay.
Español. Francés. Deutsche. Italiano. Welcome to the
keynote. And one for that's not in the
Braille note. Netherlands. English. Welcome to the keynote demo player period. Press all off. Keynote. D. List Alt F. Shut down radio tab. OK button. Space.
Windows Audacity.
I know. I mean, in the import data thing and the language thing, that's available. But why not for the synthesizer?
Well,
if it's because of eloquence, well, great. Right? I mean.
Well, eloquence takes up way too much room in the Braille.
Yeah, I'm done. Let's see.
And it's not that responsive anymore.
Yeah.
Folder V.
Well, it is.
Then that V.
It's slow.
Yeah, I mean, it's not responsive on the Braille, but it's... Hello, was this thing made for a PC?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Anymore. Windows 9. Windows 2000 edit play.
Windows 2000 to start up?
Yep, I'm starting that right now.
Space. Unavailable. Edit multi-line
okay.
Read only. Selected Windows 2000 professional. Pain.
So be warned, it's terrible.
Oh no.
No. Audio quality in Windows 2000 is nothing you want to really experience.
Yeah. Me neither. start up at any time.
I'm done with the audio quality in these virtual machines. Sometimes, I mean,
yeah.
In Windows 98 and lower, it doesn't do this. But in Windows 2000 and higher, it does.
Pause
for Windows is ready. Log on to Windows.app. OK button to activate.
For purpose, that's it.
Yeah. Windows 2000 is current. I don't know, Diego, I don't know if you could hear it, but can you hear the stuttery quality?
Space, please wait, dialog. Loading your personal settings, Loading your personal settings, Activation dialog. Start at.
Yeah.
Escape.
Let me just shut this down.
Windows D. List all def locks. Tab. Oh, space. Activation dialog. Start activation button.
Why did it even spell me like that? And how do you fix it?
I don't know how it did it, but...
Windows is shutting down.
I hate how that sounds.
And you know what I also noticed? I mean, why narrator? Why does narrator in Windows XP have to be messed up? Why does it only have to use Microsoft Sam? Why in 64-bit systems the only
Windows 2000 Audacity?
Anna, David Hazel, Azira. And I'm done with narrator in Windows Vista because it doesn't reset the speech. Listen, I mean, when I used Microsoft Anna and changed to LH Michael, guess how it sounded?
Poor?
Yeah. So, the only version of Narrator I recommend is the 2000 version of Narrator, which supports SAPI 4, but it does have a little bit of a problem. It only lists the first 80 SAPI 4 voices, but, yeah.
And be warned, they're very fast.
Yeah. If you're using Eloquence, if you change Eloquence, you have to use another screen reader. Well, some of you probably listen to speech this fast, but anyway... If you're not really used to listening to speech that fast, you have to use another screen reader to slow down Eloquence.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have to show you guys?
Well?
Oh, wait. The Chatterbox system, I got this synthesizer and it's on my website, but...
And damn menu.
It does not support...
voice settings, voice...
Chatterbox and Bitmine that is leading 75
out. At least English doesn't...
Chatterbox rate 0100 90 x 100
See what I mean by it doesn't support rate changes?
Yeah.
Rate slide voice convert.
Chatterbox 0. Pitch slider 0. Yell. Rastop. Divot. Shifted. Pitch slider. Stop. Vol. Pitch slider. Stop. Alt. 0.
Audacity.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, do we do anything else we should show them?
Well... Why support the voice like Microsoft Anna?
I know. I mean, that voice is terrible. And why would they have to stop supporting XP?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of happy about it because that way you could... Because then it's legal to make it a virtual machine. So, yeah.
And I hope in Windows 9 that stuttering is fixed.
I know. And I hope it's better overall, right?
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. And I really am tired of my Galax.
I know.
It takes up a lot of memory. It's sluggish. Wait, the sluggish mean the same thing as slow.
I know. It doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, maybe to some people, but really...
I heard a lot of people like more human-sounding voices better.
But really, they should care about the memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I agree. And what about Vocalizer on the Mac? It's even worse.
Yeah.
That's why people themselves sound so much better.
Yeah, well, I'm so happy that I got virtual machines of this, because honestly, I can't stand these operating systems.
Alert. Low battery. 10% of battery remaining.
Oh great, 10%? I guess we better close the chat. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Oh, no, this chat, so the chat is being closed, so I hope you guys really enjoyed listening to this.
Alright.
So, see you guys later in the next chat.
See you next time.
Bye.
That's Dom
Dash. Okay, I stopped the recording.
Okay.